Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Advent simply means arrival. It's when we celebrate the incarnation, the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, into human history. In this Advent season, we're looking at the theme of hope. Hope is more than just wishful thinking. And as Scripture reveals, it never fails. Enjoy.
Welcome to Day 6 of Never Lose Hope. The title of today's devotion is God Always Finishes What He Starts. Bob Goff once said, God hasn't brought you this far and forgotten your name. Our text for today is Philippians 1, verse 6. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. An uncertain future can lead to a sense of hopelessness. Charles Swindoll tells the following story that illustrates this reality. It sank immediately. The entire crew was trapped in a prison house of death. Every effort was made to rescue the crew, but all ultimately failed. Near the end of the ordeal, a deep-sea diver who was doing everything in his power to find a way for the crew's release thought he heard a tapping on the steel wall of the sunken sub. He placed his helmet up against the side of the vessel and realized that the sound he was hearing was Morse code. He attached himself to the side of the sub and spelled out in his mind the message being tapped from within. It was repeating the same question. The question was, from within, is there any hope? That is the same question that many people are asking within their own hearts. Is there any hope for a happy ending? Is there any hope that things are going to work out? What happens when life ends here on earth? Is there any hope? As believers, we know the answer to that question. Yes, there is always hope with Jesus because we are fully confident that God always finishes what he starts. Paul wrote these words with profound clarity, and I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ, Philippians 1:6. When Paul wrote these words, he was imprisoned for preaching the gospel of Christ. Paul did not allow his poor worldly situation to negatively impact his spiritual expectations. He was sure that God started a good work in him and that he would carry it to completion. David Jeremiah, in his book Hope, Living Fearlessly in a Scary World, says, "Biblical hope is not wishful thinking. It is not a lucky chance. It is not ungrounded optimism. No, it's a rock-solid belief in the character of God. That's not to say we are guaranteed rose bushes without thorns or a life free from tragedy or disaster, but because we know that God is all-knowing and all-powerful, and for us, we can face down our fears and trust the outcome of our circumstances to him." Maxie Dunham adds this word of wisdom on Philippians 1:6. Remember, God did not start his work within us to abandon it. He does not do things half measure. We have the promise he will complete what he started. Let us claim that promise and come to him again in faith, in the same yieldedness as when we first gave our lives to him. What the Christian can count on is a God who keeps faith. The truth of Philippians 1:6 runs throughout Paul's theological stance. He persistently insists God is faithful. Because God is faithful and is going to complete what he started within us, we can appreciate the cross-resurrection way of life. We can go on to completion because God has already invested his total self in us. We can face the coming judgment without fear, for our relationship with God has been made right through Christ. We can expect the Christian mission to be fully and finally accomplished. The hope of our future comes from the trust we have in a God who is always faithful. That confidence originates from our personal relationship with God that started by faith. Our hope continues to grow stronger every day because we know that no matter what happens in this life, God always finishes what he starts. Here are some questions for you to consider today. How does the character of God contribute to your faith? How does the continual growth of your faith impact your hope? And finally, how does Paul's situation surrounding the writing of Philippians challenge you to keep the right perspective? Thank you so much for listening. I pray you have a great day.